Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Advisor and Coach, and our subject today continues on our series of taking some of the most interesting ideas and principles in my upcoming book, The Tech Executive Operating System, and today we'll be talking about taking the lead. Dear listeners, I'm so ecstatic. This is the first time in like 2 months that I'm recording a podcast for you during daylight, because it's the first time in quite a while that my kids are back in school. Very hopeful this lockdown number 3 in Israel will be the last. Now let's get down to our topic. Taking the lead is another one of those approaches I mentioned in last week's episode. I talked about letting go. Taking the lead is another form of the approaches you have to mentally keep in mind and be part of your day-to-day approach to how you're handling the incoming issues, setting your own goals, and so forth, because it is a way to establish your best work habits and leveraging your impact on your organization. There's no way around it. When I say taking the lead, I talk about the fact that you have to consider yourself, first of all, as a leader. Some people are content with thinking of themselves merely as managers. And there's a difference, in my opinion. You are not merely managing these people. You have the responsibility to lead them toward the right direction. That is what being a leader is about. And more so, you are not merely a leader. As a tech executive, you are the leader of the organization. There's no one else. If you don't do it, no one else will. There's an old Hebrew saying, if not me, then who? That's the kind of thinking you need to be having right now. Taking the lead boils down to a few aspects. First of all, you must be proactive. You cannot allow yourself to always react to whatever is happening, even if you react very, very well, even if you tend to stop things before they become bad. If you do not make the time to be proactive, to think about where you should be engaging, and merely go with the wind, you are what I define a floating leader. And I have a separate episode about that. And a floating leader does not have a vision, does not know where he or she are aiming, and so does not change things. Sometimes you have to do that, don't get me wrong. A good chunk of your time, like at least 10%, more likely 20%, is gonna be putting out fires, handling whatever is being sent at you. There's no way around it because, you know, things are changing. Things are happening. And still, if that becomes 80% of your time, then you are not taking the lead. You are being led. Being led by your calendar, being led by people around you, not leading in any real manner. And so you have to be proactive. When was the last time that you came up with an initiative, a change initiative in your organization, and actually acted on it? Even if you had the ideal team, a team with all-star players, each and every one of them worth their weight in gold, you would still have to be proactive. Otherwise, why are you even there? It is up to you to be proactive. Being proactive, of course, means that you need to be thinking about the long term. How much thinking about what you should be doing in the next quarter, in the next year, are you doing right now? Because, and I always say it, you cannot wait for things to smack you in the face and only then start planning. Yes, things might change between when you create your plan right now to when you execute on it and when you eventually reach the goal that you made the plan for. But without a plan, I don't know if you're guaranteed to fail, but you're guaranteed to have a much harder time achieving your goals. So for example, I always start discussions with new clients about how will your company or how will your organization look like in 12 months? What will change? And then they start describing all sorts of stuff. And I ask, all right, and how does that future state match whatever you are executing on right now? Where is the match between them? Because it has to have some sort of an overlap. So For example, if you tell me that you intend to double your engineering team, and that when we make the calculation means you need to be onboarding 4 or 5 different people a month for the next year, that means that you should be spinning up a hiring machine right now. You should be making time to do it properly. You should be training all of your engineering managers to know how to do it, because otherwise you will be the one doing the 500 interviews. You're going to need to do that. And to do that, you have to make a plan. You have to be proactive and take the lead. Second, taking the lead means that you are not complacent. You cannot get complacent in our business, especially as an executive, and you have to constantly and continuously be seeking to improve yourself and improve the way things are being done in your company. Improving, that's what I'm always saying. We need to be improving how we are improving. And because you are not getting complacent, because you're constantly seeking how to fine-tune processes, how to get things done faster, and how to learn from your past successes and failures, that is how you form your executive mindset, your ability to be a lighthouse, radiating energy, light, and confidence across your organization. That is the executive mindset, which again, I have a whole episode about. And a way to achieve that is by proving to yourself day in and day out that you are doing this. You are an executive. You are leading the leader of this organization. And that enables you to have the right mindset and become the right role model for your entire organization, especially for the managers under you. If you don't do this, how can you ask them to be proactive, to tell you in advance that something's gonna happen, and not just raise a flag, but actually come up with their own innovation and novelty? It all starts with you, by having the ability to do the right things, to invest time in thinking about what's gonna happen, in being proactive, in pushing for initiatives. You are teaching them what it means to be a leader in your organization. And the bottom line is, you are not a leader if you are being led by crises. Take the lead, it's yours. That's it for this week. Thank you as always for joining me. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the best newsletter online for tech execs. The link is in the show notes. If you have, then I have a different ask from you this week. My personal mission for this year is to spread the word about the Tech Executive Operating System. I want to help as many companies as possible create world-class engineering teams. And this is where you can help me. If you're tuning in every week, if you're valuing the advice I'm giving you, the single ask is forward either the podcast or the link to the newsletter in my show notes to one friend. That's all I'm asking. No need to spam your Twitter. One friend that you believe would find this helpful as well, and that would mean the world to me. That's it for this week. Tune in next week for even more sneak peeks to the Tech Executive Operating System. Thank you, and talk soon.